You know, often we're dealing directly with the sellers, and it's hard to get a lot of numbers from a seller to determine what we could offer for a self-storage facility. Let me show you one way you could possibly get a lot of information and not be too intrusive. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy, which houses the on-demand self-storage boot camp, which is one of my premier trainings that's designed to take you from wherever you are now all the way to putting your first or your next self-storage facility into service. You can find out more about the training I offer, both free and paid for, at creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com. Just hit the store tab or hit the Quick Start Academy tab. But often it's hard to get a lot of numbers or information from sellers, often because they don't know what their property's worth or what their net operating income is or what their unit prices are. Even what their occupancy rate is. I've said many times I can tell you what a property's worth just by looking at a random daily close management summary report. Well, I can't give you exactly what it's worth or what it would appraise for, but I can get a lot of information off that one report. So very often I would say to a seller, just send me your daily close from today or yesterday or just whatever day, recent day. It helps if it's at the end of the month, but it doesn't need to be. But let's look at a management summary report, a one-page report. Now, I'm going to use SiteLink report. I use SiteLink. A lot of owners is probably in the world dealing with small investors is probably still maybe the number one out there, although a lot of these newer programs are making good inroads. But let's look at a daily, I went on my computer, found a daily close management summary report. Now I picked one that on a project I looked at, it was dated June 30th. I've redacted the information on the facility and the dates so no one can tell where it is. I don't even remember the deal, but I just picked a random one out and we're going to look at it in a second. Now, if they're not using SiteLink, that's fine. Just get whatever reports have this information on it, and you'll be able to tell a lot. I can tell you kind of what it's probably worth today. I can probably tell you what the upside is. I can tell you how well they're running it. I can give you a lot of information, not everything. I'm certainly not going to necessarily write a contract on this, but it will really help me as I'm talking with them and beginning a negotiation. So let's take a look at a management summary report and see what we can see about this facility. One thing, if you're listening to this on the podcast, you'll be at a slight disadvantage because you won't be able to see the report and all the numbers we're talking about. Again, go to the YouTube channel or go to Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage. This is episode 423 in the free training and blogs that I offer at the website. Now here's a random management summary report. You can see it was for a Tuesday, June 30th. And usually I start on the upper right-hand column and I go counterclockwise on this report when I'm looking at it. And here's what I see. I see I'm looking at a 57,275 square foot facility. And I would love to get an occupancy report where I can see how much is climate control, how much is non, but I don't necessarily need that at this moment. I can see the size of the facility, and it looks like 90.8% of the square footage is leased. Now you'll notice 88.9% of the units are leased. I never really look at units and use that information very much at all. Why? For obvious reasons, a 5x5 and a 15x40 are both equal on the unit side, but they're very different on the square footage side. This facility has 90.8% of the 57,275 square feet rented. They've got 8.99% vacant. It looks like they got one unrentable unit and six complimentary units equaling 1,100 square feet. We used to allow up to 2 or 3% of our square footage to be given or free rent to nonprofits that service the areas that our facility was located in. That was just our practice. Not saying you should do it, but so I don't see anything out of line there, and on the surface everything looks good. Now let's look at the rates right below it. It appears that it's probably all or mostly non-climate control. Why? Well, it's 94 cents a square foot is the gross potential income, and that informs me it's probably all or mostly non-climate control. And you can see that there's 9% vacant and gross occupied units, and there's a few concessions going on. So it looks like if every unit paid what their scheduled rent is to be paid that is leased, the scheduled income to come in is $47,552. Not bad on the surface. That is gross potential, $54,055. Scheduled rent coming in on June 30th was $47,552. So economic occupancy is 87.8% against a 90.08% physical. In a well-run facility, physical occupancy and economic occupancy are usually 3 to 5% of each other. So on surface, it looks good. First red flag is below, the delinquency. So I can tell by looking at this that they are probably on anniversary date. Why? Well, in the 0 to 10 days, there's $4,900 in rents due. And this was printed in the middle of the month. If all rents were due on the 1st, that number would be down in the 11 to 30 day. So I make note to look at the demographics. Why? Well, usually you're on anniversary date when you tend to be in a lower income area because you tend to want to work around when people get their paychecks. It's certainly a lot easier for the owner if everything's first of the month, because you'll have the majority of your money in by the 5th of the month. But the first red flag is the total due, $10,582. What this tells me is that I have a 19.58% delinquency ratio. Now, what in the world's a delinquency ratio? Well, you take $10,582 divided by the monthly gross potential income, $54,055, that tells me it's 1958. What I've discovered is, in a well-run facility, that should be 5% or less. If the facility stabilized, this is a stabilized facility because we're at 90.8% of our square footage is occupied. So this is the first red flag I see. Now, it's a made-up ratio. This isn't an industry standard ratio. This is something that we used in our management practices. Our managers knew that if that number was 5% or more, they better have some auctions scheduled, or we're going to have some performance review sessions set up. But here it's at 19.58. That tells me, on the surface, we'll dig a little deeper in a minute, but it tells me on the surface they're probably doing payment plans. Payment plans in my world are a big no-no. So this could be an anomaly, but probably not. Next, I glance down. I don't spend a lot of time here, but I look and see when they had their last price increase, and they've had a few units go up in the last year, but it looks like it's been about 2 years since they had a major price increase. Again, this makes me want to check the average household income. Tenant insurance, it looks like 68% of the tenants are paying for tenant insurance, which is good. There's room for some upside, but that's good. So I make a note to see when they started tenant insurance. Next, I go over to the lower part of the first column and I look at activity. Now, this is the middle of the year. This report, as you can see, is for June 30th. And they, so far this year, they've had 101 move-ins and 30 move-outs. I actually wonder why the move-outs are not higher. In a stabilized facility, move-ins and move-outs tend to be pretty equal. In the summer, I would expect the move-ins to be a little higher. If I was glancing at it in February, I would expect the move-outs to be a little bit higher. But they tend to be equal in a stabilized facility, which again brings me to the conclusion that they're probably doing payment plans. Big no-no. Now let's look up at the income. First thing I do is I go to look and see how much rent has come in. So at the end of 6 months, they've had $148,015 worth of rent come in. If you divide that by six, that's only $24,669 a month. They should have been closer to $47,552. So what's the difference? Payment plans. You can see here how payment plans will gum up your cash flow. They would be better off letting those people go without getting a cent from them and turning around trying to re-rent those units. But that could be my upside. And I look up at the late fees. You will see that the late fees so far for the year are only $12.59. Usually, in a way, I see that 3-5%. This is a lot less than that. Why? Payment plans. So that's my upside for me. If we were going to buy this, I would immediately start auctioning, and then the first day, anyone who's on a payment plan doesn't pay, we cancel that payment plan, won't take another cent from them, and they either pay half of what they owe or they go to auction. That's our process. So I'm pretty clear they got a lot of payment plans. I also realize I'm probably going to be knocking the occupancy down 10, 15%, maybe even a little more. So in reality, they don't have 87% economic occupancy. They've got 87.8% scheduled economic occupancy. They're much, much less than that. So now I want to see what I think this facility's worth. So here's the math I use. So if you look down, you see we're at the end of 6 months, they've collected total $157,691 in income. Now, this is a 57,000 square foot facility. How I would be running it is we would have a manager run there and then maybe one person at 10 hours a week or less, but we would have a manager in place. So we'd probably run it at about 40% of our income would go towards operating expenses. So if you take that $157,691 and you double it, because this was for the close of 6 months, and then take 40% off, it looks like the net operating income is going to be around $189,229. Now, depending on where this is and when you happen to be looking at it, whatever the prevailing cap rate range is, whenever you're looking at a property, that's kind of what I would be using. So today, for a property like this, I would be using 7%. And so if I take that 189,229 divided by 0.07, that gives me a value of about $2.7 million. Now, I'm not saying that's what it's worth. I'm not saying that's what I'd offer. But just looking at this one piece of paper, it appears like with their current income, it's probably worth 2.7. Now, I really quickly want to see what the upside potential is. So if you remember, the gross potential income was 54,055 times 12, that's 648,60 a year. And let's use 85% stabilized occupancy. It's lower income area probably, and if I can't get it to, if I don't think I can get it to 85, I'm not even going to buy it. But at 85% occupancy, that's 551, 361, 40% expenses. So I think the potential NOI would be 330,817. And with a 7 cap, that's about 4.7 million. So theoretically, there's about a $2 million upside on this potential property. Now, I may not be able to buy that property at 2.7. I'm not saying I would even offer 2.7. But what I'm trying to show you is how much information you can get from one page, one report on a random daily close. Now, yes, it made it easier because it was June 30th. That's why I picked it. That was the only reason I picked it. But it could have been any day. You can get a lot of information from a random daily close. And it gives me a starting place, and it gives me a place to be talking to that owner from. I probably know more about, after about 10 minutes of looking this, very often I know more about the numbers of that facility than the owner does. So it helps me negotiate from a powerful spot. And if you can get this report or whatever reports the operating system has that would be give you this particular information, it puts you in a real position of strength and power as you're talking to this owner. Now, ultimately, I didn't buy this facility, so I didn't think I could get to the 85%, or I can't even remember the reason why we didn't buy it. But I wanted to show you what you can get from a single report. I hope this has been helpful for you as you're out there talking with owners directly. And again, it's hard to get numbers from owners. This is a non-intrusive, non-invasive way to get a simple report that can really help you a lot. So the game I'm playing is getting assets today while most people are on the sidelines. And then when people come back in, rather than rushing in with them, I actually have assets that I could sell if I wanted to when the people come back in and values start going back up. So hope this helps if you're playing anything near that game in the self-storage business. I look forward to being with you next week as we continue our exploration into this world of self-storage. I'll see you then.